From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard has suspended its search for the Humboldt State University student swept out by a wave at the North Jetty in Eureka. The student involved in the accident was Keyman Stringer, a 19-year-old freshman from Los Angeles. He's not been found. For those struggling with grief or otherwise, that help is available. Students can contact counseling and psychological services. The Dean of Students' Office can also be reached. Staff or faculty looking for additional support can utilize the Employee Assistance Program. All students, staff, faculty, and community members are encouraged to share the national hotline number for a confidential resource. It's 1-800-273-TALK. The DA's office seeking the public's help with the apprehension of Sanford Von Ludwig, who has multiple outstanding warrants for a number of crimes, including elder abuse, death threats, possession of burglary tools, possession of controlled substances, vehicle theft, and resisting a police officer. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact local law enforcement. A campaign to reduce impaired driving, backed by the California Highway Patrol and the Office of Traffic Safety, focusing on education and enforcement. The new Reducing Alcohol Impaired Driving, or RAID program, runs until September 30th of next year. The grant enables CHP to conduct additional driving under the influence checkpoints, saturation patrols, but also traffic safety education activities. Primary goal is to make roadways safer by stopping DUI drivers and educating the public on the dangers of impaired driving. Uber Eats, now a reality in Humboldt County, and a number of eateries in Arcata and Eureka are taking part. It allows you to use the Uber Eats app to order food from those places and have it delivered in relatively short order. Delivery charges vary, but generally run between $3.49 and $4.49 per order. Well, this November, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office personnel will be growing out their facial hair and coloring their hair and nails blue to raise funds for local child advocacy programs as part of No Shave November. In order to take part in No Shave November, each Sheriff's Office participant has to donate at least $30 to one of the following child advocacy programs: CASA, CAST, Child Abuse Services Team, or Wild Souls Ranch. The Sheriff's Office also invites the public to take part in No Shave November by donating directly to one of the charities. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.